facility management.
From the interim director, facilities management division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the threat assessment being completed on courthouse complex and Bell Phillips Juvenile Justice Center security. At our June meeting, the committee requested follow-up information on this topic. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Wow.
Chairman, supervisors, we are currently working with the Sheriff's Department, DA's office, and others on getting that threat assessment together. Ask that you allow us to report information when we receive that further information.
Okay. Any comments or questions? Thank you, Ms. Wilder.
What is the timeline, and wasn't the report supposed to be delivered today?
Yes, but they are working with some other people. Ms. Wilder, you keep going.
Chairman, supervisors, we have a meeting next week. We met a few weeks ago setting up the threat assessment. That's not something that's done overnight, and we're under the timeline and some other parameters that allows us to get this done. As soon as we do have information, we will report back to the committee.
Does that mean October?
Yeah, we're looking at October meeting, correct?
I don't know. We can report back with an update. And if we have more information coming after that, we'll report every committee if we continue to have more information.
Okay, sounds good. Mr. Tyler, and thank you for your report, Ms. Wilder. Now, you are on judiciary, the update about, can you explain real quick? We were talking about what's going on with the fire and stuff. How did you get to judiciary? And you told me you didn't have a report. And
yes.
I'm just curious.
Yes, Mr. Chair and supervisors, that is correct. We were placed on the agenda, so we are prepared to provide general informational at Judiciary tomorrow morning. I know that I believe you had made a request to get an informational at Transportation, and you were kind enough to defer the timing of that.
Correct.
It was placed on the agenda in Judiciary, and we had to respond to that.
Okay, can you, next month, for that report and any updates, I would like to be on this coming an October committee, okay?
You bet.
I appreciate it.
Great idea.
And Mr. Wazet, quick question. Why do you have a fence going in, the closed fence, and can you bring that comb up just a little bit more so we move in so nobody hit the wall? The parking lot.
I can. There's actually a meeting going on right now downstairs. Daily update that I can rush down and see about a cone being addressed.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the entrance to the annex lot?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and the fence. Are you talking about?
Oh,
fence?
That's fine for safety. I understand. But that.
We'll look at that. If
question on that.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was gonna talk to Mr. Tyler personally about this, but. Why is there a gate on for that parking lot for the judges and for the supervisors and stuff? It was fine when it was open all the time.
Chairman, supervisors, I can answer that real quick.
Okay.
They don't. The staff is not present on site to prevent cars from coming in 24/7, weekends, middle of the night. So the gate is put up when there's not a guard on duty.
Okay, we're coming in at 8 o'clock. You know, and then leaving at 9 o'clock or going to lunch at 12 o'clock or coming back at 2 o'clock, and that gate, that person has to open the gate all of the time, okay? So why isn't the gate open during the business days between, 7 and 7?
During the middle of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't park in the lot, so I apologize. I'll have to check on that. I thought the gate was open during the day.
It's fine. Because when they have the key card, they have to use the gate to open it back and forth. He just complained. Next. Wait till we get the report. Thank you, Mr. Wazat. Thank you, Mr. Tyler.
Well, okay.
I'm blowing you off this time. Bye.
actually, I had something else on
his
report.
Go ahead.
Okay, on the
I'm sorry, I apologize.
On the Val Phillips Juvenile Justice Center security, there is all that construction going on Watertown Plank and Highway 100, and it's a mess out there. And I gotten wind of some things, and I know that Mr. Wozniak, you were not able to make a meeting last week with Judge Donald and Liz Finn and those people out there. Because of all of that, but Brian was there and Carl Stavi was there. Because of all of that construction or whatever, does that need to be part of your report? Because that construction is going to be ongoing for the next, I'm going to say, year, you know? And interestingly enough, that was brought up by Judge Donald as far as, you know, police bringing in people at all hours of the day, that kind of stuff. I don't know if you wanted to put in anything about all of that construction that's going on around there.
In the threat assessment?
Yeah.
I don't know that it's relevant, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm sure at the meeting, the access, which I'll be honest, I think is going to get much worse because they haven't tore up Watertown Plank yet, but you know, access is one thing. Threat assessment on the building, I think, is another. Though traffic and emergency vehicles and deliveries or transportation of individuals is a concern,
yeah,
that's something I know that Mr. Dranzig is daily dealing with, setting up and trying to make sure that access to those areas is there.
I understand that, but from a threat point, if access is different or whatever than what your report has reported, okay, I don't know if you've looked at different scenarios and stuff, and maybe that should be considered because this is a project that's going to be going on for quite some time. If it was just over a weekend, I would say no. But because this is a mess out there for the next 12 to 18 months, you know, I'm just saying, you know, maybe we should look at everything.
You know, Supervisor, Chairman, Supervisors, I guess 10th Street being altered because of the current situation is part of the courthouse threat assessment. It's equal that the access out on the grounds to the children's court could also be a factor of threat assessment. And when we do that assessment, I will bring that point up.
Well, and if I may, I don't necessarily want to get into this debate. I would hope that 10th Street and that whole thing is what kind of timeline are we talking? I've heard December. You know, that's different than the construction on Watertown Plank and Highway 100.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if you're wanting some feedback as it relates to the timing of 10th Street,
yes.
We met with the State Commissioner of Insurance a couple days ago, and that was one of the topics that came up as to whether there was any flexibility in our at least extending the parking. Certainly not 10th Street until everything is constructed, which is December. We've got basically I think you know this, we've got basically our primary power source going through a manhole on 10th Street. And until all of that gets reconfigured and we get permanent power, the opening up of 10th Street is not possible. We were trying to see if there was any opportunity to open up the annex parking, but even the annex parking beyond the parking that you have as supervisors, the insurance commissioner didn't want to extend that just for safety reasons.
And if I heard you correctly, you're saying December that everything should be status quo then, right?
Chairman, Supervisors, I want to clarify that I probably need to say December, January is what our goal is.
Mr. Tyler and Supervisor, I'm sorry that I opened a Pandora box. This is not a noted thing item on our agenda.
Okay.
And I, Supervisor, thank you for asking questions. And Mr. Tyler and Mr. Wozniak, thank you for making those comments. But we have to move on because we really, this was not noted for our agenda, and I thank you for answering the questions. Madam Clerk, take item number 13 and 14 together.
There's other people running.
Items 13 and 14. From the item 13, from the Director, Community Business Development Partner, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on departmental waivers. This item also goes to the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Item 14 is from the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partner, submitting the 2013 Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Triennial Goal Setting Report. This item is also going to the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Who's going? Dr. Anson?
Yes, just Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm going to pass the mic over to Dr. Reuben Anthony. I was going to introduce him in the event that you didn't have the opportunity to, but you did earlier today. So, Dr. Anthony.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity today to come and present